I'm visiting with one of the Boston Food Dialogue's panelists, and that's Bill Lucky. And Bill, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, producer from Nebraska. We have hogs, cattle, soybeans, corn, typical farm operation, family operation. Have sons working with us, and I'm actually, I should be home right now in a combine, but luckily the kids are home and they're combining for me today.
Yeah, it's that time of year, and hopefully the weather's going to cooperate with you. But talk about what brought you here today to be a part of this panel.
Well, I think we have to get word out to the consumers of what we do and why we do it. If you look at it, less than 2% of the population are farmers. Over 98% are not in the agriculture business of farming. So they chose not to take the responsibility of growing food. I accept that responsibility of growing food. And I'm proud of what I do, and I accept that responsibility. I'm going to do the best I possibly can to raise the best, the healthiest food, the safest food for not only my family or your family, but for the whole world.
So when it came to this topic of farm size and does it matter, what did you hear here today, or what are you taking away from here?
Well, I think as all the panelists said, size really doesn't matter. It's still people taking care of, whether it be livestock or the crops. You have to have a passion for what you do, as in any occupation. And hopefully that's what we conveyed to people today, that size doesn't matter. It's the people that are doing the job.
I like the story you told when somebody asked a question about raising hogs or pigs 50 years ago versus today. And good explanation about some of the benefits of the new types of management practices we have in pig production.
Oh, yeah. We've changed. Sometimes we do the same thing. We're still looking at the pigs every day. But we utilize technology, whether it be in our buildings, whether it be in the ventilation, the feed program that we have. A lot of people don't understand, you know, how we use technology. And one of the best things that I tell people is, if they want us to raise pigs the way we did 50 years ago, why don't you go to a doctor that uses technology from 50 years ago to diagnose your diseases? So we're always trying to improve, doing the best thing for our animals and for the community and for the consumer in general.
That's what we need to do, and have lots more like you doing it today as we look at this growing population. So here from the Food Dialogues, which have just concluded in Boston, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.